inspiring moment to celebrate the Kavodah Torah for Rav Schechter and our yeshiva and the learning. It just was very inspiring. So it's always important, as I'd like to talk about, to build on those, because it's very easy for moments of hergish to dissipate, and then you're left with not very much. So we have to build on that, and we have to deepen that connection that we feel that we had yesterday with the Kavodah Torah, to deepen that in our lives and make it something that's real. So no chidushim here, but divrei chizuk to build on yesterday, and also since it is midterms, for people that can be a more challenging schedule. So we wanted to give some chizuk to keep working at the learning and the siddurim and strengthening our connection with divrei Elokim Chai. So there's an unbelievable Yalkut Shimoni from this week's Parsha, right, which discusses the Shviras HaLuchos, discusses Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the Luchos. Says the Yalkut Shimoni at the end of Yeshua, very, very last piece. The last piece you can find in Yeshua, it says, Ksiv Aishabero Som Tachas Ahar, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. What happened? Says the Medrash, Nistakil Moshe Beluchos V'ra'a Sheparach Kosov Me'aleim. Moshe looked down at Luchos and he says, oh my goodness, the letters and the words have literally flown off the tablets. He sees that they're Vishlicha Miyada, and he threw them from his hands, Miyad, right away, right? And Miyad Nis'alim V'lo Yochel L'Hashiv Davar. And immediately it says the Medrash, he lost some of his clarity of Torah, and he wasn't able to answer things. And Ba'oso Shah, at that very moment, Nigzar Gzeira, Al Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Gzeira, Sheyilmudu Torah Mitoch HaTzar, Mitoch HaShibud, Mitoch HaTiltul, Mitoch HaTiruf, Mitoch HaDochak, Mitoch She'en Lehem Mizonos. Right? At that very moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nigzar that our Limud Torah will come through oppression, will come through difficulty, will come through a certain amount of struggle, toil, and pain, will come through moments of not having mizonos. Umitoch oso atzar shei mitzarim asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shalem scharam limos HaMashiach kaful mechupal. But from all that tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will reward us greatly for our toil. So it's such a fascinating kind of concept this Yalkut Shimoni brings down. At the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu smash the Luchos, that's when Hashem was goes there, that our learning would come with difficulty. It wouldn't come easily. It wouldn't come with such simple clarity. But we have to work very, very hard. Why now? Why at this moment? Why is this the Gzeira after the Chet and Moshe Rabbeinu smashes the Luchos? The other question I'd like to ask is there's a famous Yesod brought down by Yisrael Salanter. So this I saw originally quoted in the Pacha Yitzchak, but it's also in the Or Yisrael. And he says the following. He says, we know the rule, the fum tzara agra. From the pain, right, comes the reward. The harder you have to work at something, the more reward you're going to get. Very famous Yisrael. Says Yisrael Salanter, that's not always true. If you caused yourself the pain, then Hashem is not going to give you more reward because of it. It's very logical, right? If I went ahead and I on purpose broke my leg, and so now everything's more difficult to schlep to Minyan and to do all things, but I did it bedafka, knowing what I was doing, make everything more difficult. Don't expect Hashem to reward you so handsomely for all that extra work that was totally unnecessary, right? So the fum tzara agra doesn't come as a result of your own undoing. It's only when things are out of our control. L'chora, the breaking the luchos, was a response to our chait, our mess up, our misdeed, right? So if the pshat in this Yalkut Shimoni is that now we have to work hard at learning, because that's the gzeira, but don't worry, Hashem's going to reward you, kafel mechupal, why? Why do we deserve such a great reward for that? Right? It was our own undoing, ki'ilu. We messed up. And if this gzeira, which you have to understand, makes sense, so then we have to work hard. And that should be what's expected of us because we did it to ourselves. So those are two questions I like to tackle. There's a beautiful idea from the Chidush HaRim from Purim that I thought is very nogeya. And it says the Chidush HaRim, when the Jews said at Har Sinai, Na'aseh v'nishma, that was b'peh, that was with their mouths. When the Jews were Makabal again, Kimu v'kibla at the time of Purim, that was belave. That's what the Chidush HaRim says. He elaborates somewhat, but I'd like to, together with with this group expand on what that is and maybe be able to answer some of these questions. So what does that mean? That at Har Sinai, Nas V'Nishma was bepeh, was external, and at the times of Purim, it was belay. So there's a beautiful medrash, and the medrash says, read to you, it's a Mechilta, it's also a Tosefta and Baba Kama, but it says as follows, V'chein matzino bavo seinu kishamdu al Har Sinai. When our forefathers were standing at Har Sinai, bikshu lignov das elyon. They wanted to trick, lignov das elyon, to steal Hashem's knowledge, right? To maybe trick Hashem, to deceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, kol asher diber Hashem na'ase v'nishma. Right? We said na'ase v'nishma, kavayachol, that is to say, v'nignav lev bezdin biyadon. Right? That they were trying to seduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their words. V'imtom Hashem ha'kol goli v'yadu lefanov, and if Hashem didn't know what we were doing, if you want to try to say that's not true, because, already says in Tehillim, v'ayiftu b'fiyim, v'libon lo nachon imo, right? That Hashem, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, that we seduced Hashem with our words, right? And our hearts were not totally there. And Hashem was cognizant of this. Such an interesting medrash. What it means that we were mefateh HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our words? Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood was a pitui, was a seduction. It wasn't totally straight. It wasn't totally honest. Right? And Hashem realized that. What is going on in this medrash? At the same time, there's another medrash that says in Vayikra that kichui mochim devarim, right? The very famous pasuk by doing tshuva, kichui mochim idvarim tshuva al Hashem. So there the medrash says the same kind of language that you should take with you words of pitoy and do tshuva. So it sounds like words of pitoy, words of seduction, words that are, right, enticing, are not necessarily straight, are what you should use when it comes to tshuva. What do these two midrashim mean? So says the Chidush Arim, he says, you have to understand the following. You have to understand the following. That, what does pitoy mean? What does it mean to try to convince somebody to do something? I want something. So says the Chidush Arim, when you want something so badly, when your tshuka, when your desire, when you're yearning for something is so strong, you're willing to say and do anything you can in order to get what you want. Without necessarily thinking through how rational, practical it is you can deliver on your promises. Right? I want that thing so badly, I'll promise the world. Can I deliver that? Who knows? But am I thinking that? No. Why? Because my desire is so strong to get what I wanted. In a certain way, there's something positive and powerful about that. The Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, and they were so excited, they were so elated, they were so inspired, they wanted the Torah so badly. There's where the pitoy click kicked in. They said, Nasa v'nishma. They said this unbelievable statement, we'll do anything. Could they really deliver on that promise they could do anything? No, actually they really couldn't deliver on that promise. That was the pitoy involved. They didn't know they could do what they said, but they wanted the Torah so badly. It was an expression of their desire, even though what they said they couldn't actually uphold. They couldn't do the Nasa v'nishma. Just the next day they already messed up. They weren't able to totally, right, commit to the Torah to the level that they needed, to the degree that they should have, and that was responsible for them to do. But they said it because they wanted the Torah. There's something positive about the pitoy. So pitoy is negative in certain ways, but it uncovers a certain positive hergish, that somebody really wants something badly. Wanting the Torah is something that's very positive. And wanting really badly is admirable. The fact they said nasa v'nishma, and you really weren't at that darga, okay, maybe that itself is not so great. That's the idea of this pitoy by Har Sinai, right? That in certain ways, our desire for Torah was superficial. It was real that we wanted it, but nasa v'nishma we weren't ready for, right? The idea that we kichu imacham dvarim, that you should take words of pitoy with you to do tshuva, means there's a godless there that you want to be chozer b'tshuva so badly. That really is deep in your heart, even though maybe you're not fully there yet. You're not able to make all the changes you need to make in your life yet, but at least it shows the ratzon. That's what it's saying. That's what the measure. It shows the ratzon of what you want to try to accomplish. What was the problem? The problem was, and this is the key element here. The problem was at Har Sinai, everything that happened, the pitui that we had, the hergish that we felt, was a result of a gilu shchina that was so unbelievably extreme. Hashem's presence was so apparent that we were just lifted up and we just were inspired to do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we didn't work on any of that. So as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, hid himself somewhat, we already lost. We lost the Herkesh, right? And then we weren't able to actually be Mekayim, the Torah that we were supposed to be Mekayim. That was the problem. This says the Chiddush HaRim so beautifully. To read the Lashon aside. Right. V'lo nechshav ledavar godol kol kach. It wasn't such a high madrega the nasa v'neshma, but they shi'giyu l'madrega hazos machmas godel hiskalus elokis shi be'esahi. It was a result of the gilu ishrin at that moment. V'atshuka v'akosif hazel lo nikra dover shel kayamba, but their desires weren't something that was firm and established in their heart. And that's why they lost it. And that's why he says, pokhazi, go see what happened the next day. So that's the idea. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of carried us at that moment, but we hadn't internalized it. We hadn't worked for it. And we have to work for something. When it came to the story of Purim, we said, Kimu v'kiblu, that's something we worked for. It was in the dark. We didn't see Hashem's presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself to us. So when we said Kimu v'kiblu, it's something that we came to a realization Hashem is in our lives, and we want to be Mekayim the Torah because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our own hard work. And that's really the essence of learned Torah. That's what it's about. So I think the pshat in the Yalkut Shimoni is that when at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu threw down the luchos because we messed up. And Hashem says, now I'm going to be gozer the gzera that you're going to have to learn bedochak, is a response of to what just transpired. Hashem realized, look, I carried you. And because I carried you, you were elevated to an unbelievable madrega, but it wasn't kayama. If we're going to make it kayama, you have to work. It's not just a punishment. It's a reality that for something to be part of our lives, it has to come bedochak. It has to come with a little bit of a tzar. It has to come with a little bit of agmas nefesh. It has to come with a chisar and mizonos. It has to come with sweat and toil. And when it comes too easily, it's not shel kayama. I think that's the vort. And therefore, the fun tzar agra certainly does still apply. Because what Kosh Baruch is asking for us is not, you didn't do yourselves in. It's a reality that we have to work for things. It's a reality that we got to put in effort. It's a reality that when things are harder and the harder we work therefore, the more it becomes a part of us. And therefore you do deserve the reward. A lot of people think, and with this I'll end, a lot of people think that, you know, when they get stuck on a sugya, or when they have a few bad days of learning, they say, maybe learning's not for me. Or maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm messing up. Whereas just the opposite. It's just the opposite. That's when you're making your Kinyan. That's when you're really struggling. It says, B'Sheim the best, based on the Pasuk Tehillim, Im takum alayim milchama, b'zos ani voteach. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Im takum alayim milchama, if you find yourself in a battle, b'zos ani voteach. You should be sure and certain in that you're in the right place, that you're doing well. That's exactly where everything's flying high and you're coasting. Maybe you shouldn't be so boteach. When you're struggling, when the sugi is hard, when you hit a bad stretch, right? And you don't just throw it away and say, you know what? Maybe it's the wrong sugya. Maybe it's the wrong shear. Maybe I'm not cut out for lean. No, b'zos ani boteach. That's when you're going to work. Once the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he came to the Gra and he wanted to open up his yeshiva. And he was so excited, he came dancing into the Gra. He said, I have this gevaldika idea, we're going to open up yeshiva, we're going to change the landscape of Torah. The Gra said, don't do it. Right, don't do it. Right, he came back to him later and he said, with a little more COVID rosh, I want to open up a yeshiva. He said, now you can do it. Now you can do it. Because I know it's coming from the right place. When you're feeling the little more of the burden of it, a little more of the heaviness of the task, so then I know it's coming from the right place, right? When everything seems like it's just bells and whistles, all exciting, maybe there are external factors that are carrying this that are not exactly pointing you the right direction. When you have the milchama, that's when you really have to work. That's when you know you're in the right place.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. You feel like that. I should have kept that in. Yeah.